the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. The number of Idahoans who feel the state is on the wrong track is growing. A majority of people feel that Idaho is growing too fast and that property taxes are too high. And an astonishing 43% of Idaho residents worry about paying their bills every month. And more than a third of people say the state's economic condition will only get worse over the next 2 years. Now, those are just some of the results of the 8th annual Idaho Public Policy Survey from Boise State University. Joining us to break down the results are Matthew May, Survey Research Director for the School of Public Service, and Lance McGinnis Brown, Research Associate at the Idaho Policy Institute at Boise State. I want to thank both of you for taking some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start with education, because this was at the top of the list once again this year. What was the top education priority among the folks that you surveyed?
Thank you. So this is Matthew. One of the things that we did differently this year is that instead of providing Idahoans with a set list of potential priorities to pick from, we asked this question open-ended so that they were able to respond for whatever was on their mind and whatever they considered to be the top priority. And the number one kind of type of response that we received, about 25%, so about a quarter of Idahoans, answered with some form of academics. That's calling for more courses like, science, STEM courses, more reading, writing, and arithmetic, more history. Anything about just kind of really focusing on the education one receives was the top priority. And then teacher support came in second place with 17%, and that dealt with attracting and retaining more quality educators and increasing teacher pay.
So, Matthew, how did most people feel overall about the quality of education here in Idaho?
Generally, they're a little more favorable towards their own school district and the schools in their area than they are for the state as a whole. Statewide, the top ranking on a scale from excellent, good, fair, poor, about 35% rated the statewide system as fair, 27% said good. Whereas when you move into one's own school district, the top response, 34% rated it good, 31% is fair. So you tend to see some of that more positive assessment at the local level than you do kind of as an evaluation of the state as a whole.
And I know you had two questions on the survey regarding school choice, and this is a big issue in our legislature this session. So I'm curious, what did you ask and what were the answers?
Sure. So what we asked with the school choice question, and we need to caveat some of our results here a bit because we did include charter schools as one of the potential uses for the school choice money. And that's not the case because charter schools are considered public schools and don't charge tuition. Mm-hmm. And so because of the inclusion of charter schools in the wording of our question, that may have impacted people's responses a little bit. But we did ask that, explain that right now the government spends about $8,000 per student to pay for K-12 education in public schools. And we asked would they favor or oppose a plan that would allow Idaho parents to take that $8,000 out of the school system and use it to enroll their child in a private or religious school or charter school, which we mistakenly included. And generally about 49% said that they would favor some form of that plan. 43% said that they would oppose that plan.
So fairly close with that, Matthew, but it would be curious if you took that charter school part out of it, if those responses would be different at all.
It could be. And that's partly why we wanted to note and stress that its inclusion could have influenced the results somewhat. Our results are in line with some other polls that were released that didn't include charter schools. So, we're not sure to what degree, if at all, it did impact, but it certainly could have. We did follow up that question by asking if you knew that school choice proposal could leave some public school districts with lower overall budgets, what would that do to your level of support? 14% said it would make them more supportive, 44% less supportive, 34% said it would have no impact. And the largest chunk of people that would have switched their positions, about 12% of the people that said that they would have favored that proposal said that would make them less supportive. So support may not be as high depending upon how a school choice policy is ultimately drafted.
Okay. Lance, maybe you can answer this question. After last fall's special session of the legislature, lawmakers plan to spend another $330 million on public schools, but where that money goes is still up in the air. So what did your respondent say about how that money should be spent?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did ask, what do you think would be the best use of that investment? And increasing teachers' pay was, by and large, the top response among folks of every party at about 37% overall. The following responses were a little bit closer together, with improving the curriculum coming in second, around 21%, reducing classroom sizes about 17%, and adopting school choice about 12%. And then finally, you have new technology in classrooms, about 8%.
And then the economy was also a big issue for people in the results of your survey. And you asked this question, and I'm going to quote it. Do you think things in Idaho are generally headed in the right direction, or do you feel that things are off on the wrong track? So, Lance, what did people say in regards to that question?
Yeah, one thing that we found asking this question over time is that there used to be a larger gap. More people felt that we were off on the right track, but over time, we've seen that getting closer and closer together. I'm trying to pull up the number here. What we've seen is that over time, the numbers have gotten so close that this year they were essentially a statistical tie for the first time, in that there is no meaningful variation between folks that feel that we're off on the wrong track or the right track.
Huh. So you found that more than a third of people say the state's economy will get worse in the next 2 years. I mean, Lance, that doesn't seem very encouraging.
Correct. Yeah. And it's hard to say whether that's been an impact of inflation, the pandemic, cost of living. As you mentioned, we've asked a couple of other questions that found that more than 40% of people are always or frequently worrying about bills. So that may impact how they're feeling about the economy as a whole.
So I want to talk a little bit about the survey itself. So Matthew, how many people did you talk to, and where do they live?
Sure. So we talked to 1,000 Idaho adults across the state. We went to field last year from November 10th through November 17th. So it was right after Election Day, but right before Thanksgiving. We collected 415 of those 1,000 responses via phone, 320 via online means, and 265 via text message. We had a margin of error of plus minus 3.1%. And generally, because we ensured that it was geographically representative of the state, we tended to see the distribution of our sample follows the statewide population distribution. So about 45% of our respondents lived in the Boise area. 22% of our respondents lived around Idaho Falls. 22% lived in northern Idaho around the Spokane area. And 12% came from Twin Falls. And then a very small smattering, about 1% of our sample came from the southeast corner of the state that borders Utah and Wyoming.
So did you ask questions like, are they Democrat or Republican?
Yes. We ask those questions each year in part to ensure that we hit that demographic representativeness of the state as a whole. But we have been tracking that over time. And about 34% of the people in our sample identified themselves as Republican, 17% identified themselves as Democrat, and 40% identified themselves as independent.
So that really goes along with what we see in our state as a whole.
Generally, yes. And this has been pretty consistent over time. Most of the fluctuations in the individual identifier categories are within the margins of error compared to last year, suggesting for the most part that most of those identifiers have held flat. The one identifier that was just outside the margin of error was the number of Idahoans that identify themselves as strong Democrats went up about 4.5 points compared to last year.
Hmm. So how about things like, do you have questions in regards to, does somebody have a job? What are their living situations? Things like, do you rent or do you own your home? Because I would assume that those matter in regards in trying to get a fair survey.
Yes, we ask about both of those. So every year we ask what their current employment status is. Are they working now? Are they retired? Are they a homemaker? Are they unemployed, student, you know, what have you, in order to ensure that, A, that we're getting a diverse sample, and then B, so that we can follow up with some pertinent questions that may only affect one of those categories. So, for instance, this year, we asked those currently working how they handle their commute, just trying to get a sense of whether the remote work, hybrid work schedule has constituted a paradigm shift since the pandemic, or if we're hitting this new equilibrium. And unfortunately, this is the first year we've asked their commute habits statewide. But when we look at the Treasure Valley results, we have some results from 2 years ago we can compare it to, and we can see that commuting to work full time is up compared to 2 years ago. Split schedules are up compared to 2 years ago. Completely working from home is down. So we do see some movement among those habits. And then on that homeowner versus renter question, generally about, I believe it's about 21% currently rent their home compared to about 88, 89% that own their home. We're able to follow up and ask the renters, in the last year, has your rent gone up? Has it gone down? You know, what's happened to it? And generally, almost to a person, renters say that their rent has gone up. 65% say their rent's gone up. 32% said it stayed the same. Only about 1% said that their rent had gone down in the last year.
So, Lance, let's talk about two issues that the Idaho legislature has been looking at for several years, but not doing much about them. I'm talking about property taxes as well as the sales tax on groceries. So in your survey, you asked about both of these taxes. And let's start with property taxes. What did people have to say about that?
Yeah, I think I should lead up by mentioning that we asked, the state of Idaho is currently on track for a budget surplus of about $1 billion. And which, knowing that, which of the following is the best use of that surplus? And the largest percentage of people, 35%, said that giving tax relief should be the best use of that surplus. When we followed that up to ask particularly which kind of tax should be reduced to provide help to Idahoans, property tax, with about 41% of responses, was the most common response. And this is a reverse over the last several years. In previous years, we've seen income tax be the highest or most popular response.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you had another question about housing. And I think it's fair to say the answer was a little bit concerning. You asked, if you had to move out of your home today for whatever reason, how likely is it that you would be able to purchase or rent a similar home for the same amount? Lance, can you give us the answer to that?
Yeah, about 69% of folks said that if they had to move out of their home today for whatever reason, they would be very unlikely or somewhat likely. Somewhat unlikely or very unlikely to be able to find a similar home for the same amount. 58% of those folks said very unlikely. So there was a very strong feeling that they would be unlikely to find another home.
Wow. And is that is this a new question this year?
We've asked this a couple years in a row.
Okay.
And the responses have been somewhat similar over the last couple of years. The percentage of people responding very unlikely has decreased by a small percentage, but probably not to a significant degree. It's hard to say, really, whether this the fact that these numbers are remaining similar, maybe this speaks to the fact that housing issues are plateauing, or we may be on the cusp of a trend going up or down. It's hard to say.
Okay. Matthew, what about sales tax on groceries? This question got a pretty strong reaction.
Yes. So one of the things that we struggled with was trying to ensure that we asked this question in a way that kind of communicated what was actually under consideration. Because I think in a lot of people's minds, when they hear, should the grocery tax be eliminated, they think, oh, great, I don't have to pay sales tax when I go to the supermarket. And that's not what it was per se. So what we did was we kind of defined it and said, would you favor or oppose a plan to eliminate the grocery tax in Idaho? That is the sales tax charged on food items like fruits, vegetables, meat, bread, and dairy. 82% said that they would favor that proposal. 60% said they would strongly favor it. 12% said that they would oppose. And generally, you've seen, or we've seen, support strong across the board. It's in excess of 80%, regardless of one's party identification, regardless of whether they rent or own their home. There is strong support for eliminating the sales tax on groceries.
So I want to talk about environment and transportation, because you asked questions in regards to that. So let's talk about environment, but in particular, the salmon recovery. Matthew, what were people's responses about that?
Sure. So we asked whether they Idahoans considered it very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important to recover salmon populations in Idaho. 80% said that they considered it important. 44% said that they considered it very important. 13% said it was not important. Again, this is one of those questions where we see kind of overwhelming support among all parties. It was over 70% regardless of party identification, but it was a little stronger among Democrats, with support in excess of 90%, 82% support among independents, and 75% support among Republicans.
And Lance, let's talk about transportation. What were people's thoughts on that?
Sorry, can you clarify your question there?
Well, I'm just curious about transportation. What did you learn from the survey?
Well, when we ask about legislative priorities, we find that transportation is consistently close to the bottom of that list. In fact, it has been at the bottom of folks' preference when they rank priorities for the legislature, at about 40% of people saying that it's a high priority relative to other issues.
So before I let both of you go, I'd like to ask each of you this question, and that is, was there something in particular that stood out for you on this survey, maybe surprised you, good or bad? And so, Matthew, I'll start with you.
Sure. So I think the thing that was a little surprising that we weren't quite prepared for was just kind of the degree of concern about the future that Idahoans are experiencing at this time. We had known that the right direction, wrong track question had been trending narrowly over the last couple of years. And we were certainly kind of tracking whether that was going to switch. But I think the combined with the results that we saw were a little bit more in pessimism about the economic conditions in the future and worrying about your bills, that we weren't quite prepared for the level of concern that Idahoans were expressing as it relates to where they're going in the future. And unfortunately, that means that we weren't able to ask some questions to try to tease out why they're feeling that way. But that's something that we will be looking at in the future.
And Lance, same question for you.
Yeah, I think I would largely piggyback off of Matthew's response. I think that level of concern about about economic, the future of the economy and people's individual experiences with inflation, housing costs, I think that's definitely something to pay attention to, something that we should pay attention to, and it could have ramifications for a number of things going forward.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time today. We've been speaking with Matthew Mays, Survey Research Director for the School of Public Service, and Lance McGinnis Brown, Research Associate at the Idaho Policy Institute at Boise State, discussing the 8th Annual Idaho Public Policy Survey from Boise State University. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.